Bade.
Kale wote bado na kulwaliro mnange ngabe tugamenti parliament yazemo kubange tulo na kulwaliro akuliro luddolo obula government mu parliament Joel Ssenyonyi ajukiza government jebuvudde ku government yavayo ne tegezanga bwegenda okuvayo ne nteekateeka yo kulaga bana Uganda enkola yobuuma buno obwakozesebwa mu kulonda akalulu obwa voter biometric machines engeje wakulamu na dala mkulondo kuwede elati jukila minister avunanzi wa kunsonga zili ya mateka Norbert Mao ya gama nchia hili musili kife tukenda biva wa
okay
mtegele bulichimuku wange nsimbi zoza alimpiti livu hati joro spenyunya gamba ye mama bichanga tuva mkulonda katikuwa mwezi guwezi tewalika antuka alika vudeyo mubadechi bavewe watu nyonyole.
Right, Honorable Deputy Speaker, directed that the Minister for Justice and Constitutional Affairs will come to this House with a statement regarding these machines. Because it's important we are accountable, otherwise Parliament will be seen as an accomplice in wasting taxpayers' money. We appropriated nearly 400 billion shillings. Part of that was to buy the machines, part of that was to train those who were to use the machines, part of that money was to sink the ballot papers to be usable for scanning and so on and so forth. Did that money go down the drain? Because we were told that these machines were the panacea to vote rigging, which has become all too common. Vote rigging, ballot stuffing, which affects both sides. I saw some colleagues on the NRM side during elections also complaining about vote rigging. Right, Honorable Speaker, I think it would be a good reminder for that statement to come since the House directed as such.
Kale kati munange Joel Ssenyonyi yabadde akyayogera ebyo ne minister abaddemu owebe mateeka Norbert Mao n'ayimuka n'agamba alipoota njirina mwe mumpe obudde mulabe we mumpeera obudde be pa ngenda kubangireeta basipiika n'agamba nedda ate waki tukabira ekiriwo kati ku lunaku olwokubiri gireete naye sooka ogenda ogitwale wa clerk to parliament agiteeke kubigenda okukolebwa ku lunaku olwokubiri.
Madam Speaker, I want to confirm that the report is ready and the moment it is scheduled, we shall bring it and present it before this August House. Thank you, Madam
Speaker. We can only schedule it once you presented that report to a clerk's office. That's what will help us in making it sure that it is on the order paper. So give us a copy, then we put it on the order paper.
Much obliged, Madam Speaker.
Okay.